It's 8:01. This is KBNF Regional News for Thursday, February 26th. I'm Patricia Naft. With the season now over, several Western Slope high schoolers returned from Denver as state champions. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The Colorado High School State Wrestling Championships finished up over the weekend. Once again, Paonia was well represented at the top. Although as a team they placed third, missing the chance for a four-peat, three of their wrestlers won the state championship for their weight class. This is Zach Milner and Jesse Reed talking about the tournament at the Pepsi Center in Denver.
The best night's definitely finals night because there's so many people and they reduce the mats from 10 to 4 and there's just four matches going on at a time. And my matches both years where they ended up to where I was the last match going on. And then it's just an incredible feeling being watched, you know, by thousands of people. Definitely something else. I don't really get that feeling every day.
No matter what venue you're at, you know, you just gotta wrestle like you always do. You know, wrestle the best like you do the worst, and you shouldn't change just because of venue. But it's a great feeling for sure.
Jesse won the championship for the fourth time, meaning he won the title every single year he was in high school. Zach Milner and Bo Pfeiffer each walked away with their second state championship title. State champions. That's going to be with you forever, and you'll always have that title. Will this affect how you define yourself and where you go from here?
I think so. Without wrestling, I don't know where I'd end up going to school, but with wrestling, I want to go somewhere where I can get better and wrestle the rest of my life.
It's not so much the title itself. It's more the work ethic that wrestling teaches you, because I know a lot of these kids, you know, we come in, run in the mornings, and then we'd lift weights during the afternoon, and then we'd have a really hard practice at night, and coaches call it the grind, and you kind of get that, but it's more applying that to the rest of your life, and I know that I'll be able to take that with me.
Paonia's head coach Andy Pfeiffer is proud of the boys and credits their hard work and will.
You can climb as high as you want in wrestling. Coach is not going to hold you back. You have wrestle-offs, you go in there, it's one-on-one. If you beat the other kid head-to-head, you're the varsity competitor. You get out there in a match, whether it's state tournament, regional tournament, a duel, whatever, it's one-on-one. There's no one else to blame it on. You go out there, you're by yourself. It's also a team sport. We've won five state championships as a team since I've been in Paonia. But the individual part of it builds a lot of character, and the ones that step up are people you really take notice in. When they go out on that mat and they can overcome the nerves and all those things, it's a pretty incredible thing to watch these boys mature into that. You know, some of them can't do that. They never overcome that fear. But the ones that do are just pretty amazing.
Zach and Jesse are both seniors. Jesse's in contact with college recruiters, and Zach is looking to wrestle for the U.S. Coast Guard. Talon Harris from the Norwood Nuclear Wrestling Team also won the state championship. Their team took fifth in state. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
State and federal foresters told lawmakers yesterday that Colorado's forests face long-term challenges with beetle infestation continuing to grow in parts of the state. Benta Berklin has more.
Mike Lester directs the Colorado State Forest Service. While the mountain pine beetle's on the decline, he says the spruce beetle is rising in places like southwest Colorado and is posing a grave threat to communities near the forest.
We are really pushing defensible space around individual homes.
For Republican Representative J. Paul Brown of Ignacio, there needs to be even more urgency.
To me, we've got a crisis with the spruce beetle. It's terrible.
Brown wants more money for tree removal and a presidential emergency declaration for Colorado forests to bring in more funds and resources. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And finally, the victim of the avalanche on the west side of Aspen Mountain Monday was a longtime local who skied every day. John Martin Ganzis went by Marty. The avalanche he was caught in Monday happened outside the ski area boundary in an area Ganzis knew well. Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin reports.
The atmosphere at Little Annie's Eating House Tuesday was somber. Marty Ganzis had been working night shifts at the restaurant as a favor to a friend. Ron Fleming owns Little Annie's and asked Ganzis to jump on board.
Marty had just come to work for me. I needed help, and he was just bussing tables and expediting and whatever I needed. He'd been a big help to me. We were a little short-handed.
Fleming's friendship with Ganzis stretched back three decades. The two were the same age, 64, and skied together frequently.
Yeah, we skied everything together. Yeah, he was just a nice human being to me. You know, he was we just became kind of instant friends, but he was just a very good friend. He was an extremely good friend.
Fleming says just about everyone on Aspen Mountain knew Ganses. He was admired for his skill on skis and in a kayak. He ran his own painting company and worked as a property manager for a building on West Main. A tenant there says his attitude was the greatest, and he will be deeply missed. Ganses was skiing Ophir Gulch in the Keno Gulch area when the slide happened. The skier he was with was unhurt and called authorities. A Mountain Rescue Aspen team later recovered the body. Pitkin County Sheriff's Deputy Hugh Zucker helped with the recovery. He says conditions were dangerous and skiers reported recent slides nearby.
Other slides have been observed on both sides of Richmond Ridge. The guys who were out on the recovery said that, you know, there were patches of snow that just really were weak and breakable and slid easily.
Despite the danger, Ganses skied the gulch, possibly because he was familiar with it. Again, Zucker.
Unfortunately, you know, these areas get skied a lot, but you know, there's a problem with anyone who is used to skiing an area and they get comfortable with it, is that the sensation of comfort that you feel is a mismatch to the actual level of risk.
Ganses' death marks the third avalanche fatality in Colorado this season. The others happened near the Eisenhower Tunnel west of Georgetown and in the San Juan Mountains near Silverton. After a dry start to the year, Scott Tepfer with the Colorado Avalanche Information Center says people are hungry for powder.
You know, there's a lot of people, I don't want to say necessarily addicted to powder riding in Colorado's backcountry, but there's been a dearth of it for the last couple months. So there's going to be a desire to go out into our backcountry as the snow starts to build up.
On Tuesday, avalanche conditions across Colorado's mountains were listed as considerable, the third level on a 5-category scale. More snow is in the forecast, so Tepfer advises caution. He says conditions are ripe.
The snowpack has remained typically Colorado-ish in that the lower basal layers of the snowpack have a very weak structure. So when we start to see this return to winter with more wind, more snow, more cold temperatures, I think we'll probably start to see some more encounters with avalanches.
Colorado is the most dangerous avalanche state in the country. Typically, the state sees 6 fatalities per season. Back at Little Annie's in downtown Aspen, friend and ski partner Ron Fleming remembers Marty Ganses' amazing determination.
Just 2 years ago, he hit a tree and broke both legs. And the next season, he was skiing again. He had a passion for the sport. It was his life.
Marcy Krivenen, Aspen Public Radio News.
Stay tuned for The Sweet Sound with Tay. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.